Man, I wish I'd had you. I sure wish I'd had you try jump rope. Missed opportunity, Isaiah. Darn it. Amen. Excuse me, I have a little bit of sniffles tonight. Well, amen. Just trying to figure out what I wanted to minister on tonight. I got a fairly short notice, and I was talking to people at work, you know, about, hey, what do you think I ought to minister on? Got any ideas? And of course, you know, not too much. One said walk by faith. But, you know, I told them, I said, well, you know what? I just ministered 2 weeks ago, and I bet they don't even remember what I ministered on anyway. Because, you know, it's just like, I was thinking, well, pastor ministered a few weeks ago, and it's like, I couldn't tell you what he ministered on, so I could just use my same sermon, and probably nobody even know. But I'm not doing that. However, though, I do want to... does anybody remember 2 weeks ago what I did minister on by chance? Jessica does, or says, anyway. She's a liar. No. No, I ministered on God is faithful. And I do want to go back to just a little bit of that. I'm not going to minister on God being faithful tonight, but I do want to bring a little bit of that to your remembrance before I go on tonight. You know, I've talked about God is a faithful God, and our faith has got to be in a person. You know, I talked about sometimes we have our faith more so in our faith instead of faith in the person of Jesus or God the Father, the Holy Spirit. But God is a faithful God. And we talked about how some of the patriarchs there in the Old Testament, we looked at Abraham, and we looked at Noah and Abraham and Sarah. And there in Hebrews 11, it's kind of the faith chapter there, I'd mentioned that, you know, kind of Sarah, her comment kind of stuck out to me and kind of put it in perspective that, you know, here Sarah and Abraham are well past the age to have kids, but it says there in Hebrews 11 that Sarah judged him faithful who promised. That's what gave her strength to conceive. And so I find out then Abraham, as if he was actually here in prayer, listen to what Jessica had to say. But Abraham, here he is. They did conceive, had the child, had Isaac. And then God tells Abraham to go sacrifice Isaac, his only son. And so here Abraham goes up there, and he's about to sacrifice his son. And, of course, we know the story that God provided a ram in the bush that he didn't have to. But Abraham was so convinced, and he used, you know, he knew God was faithful in the past. He gave him Isaac. And here Abraham, he believed that if he did sacrifice his son, that God was just going to bring him back to life. But a good thing about that is realizing that God had been faithful to him in the past, did the impossible, so he still believed God was going to be able to do the impossible again. And that's always a good thing to remember. When God's been faithful to you in the past, you can stand on that. And when something else comes along, you can realize that, hey, he's done it before. He can do it again. And that's what's so good to hear about. And I forgot to ask if anybody had testimonies, but that is a good thing about sharing testimonies and hearing how God has been faithful to us or to somebody in the past. And it just kind of spurs you on, encourages you, and that, you know, we're serving a faithful God. And some of the scriptures, you know, I shared with you, I'm going to share a few of those here before we go on here too. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says, God is faithful who has called you into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. In 1 John 1:9, and I wanted the kids to come up with maybe this one. They was talking about what happens if you lie to your parents or disobey. But 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. So, you know, hey, guys, kids, if we, you know, you mess up, go to God, say, hey, ask for forgiveness, and he's faithful to forgive you and get you right back on track. Doesn't give you a license to sin, doesn't give you a license to lie to your parents or disobey, but sometimes we mess up, and you don't have to be condemned. You don't have to live in condemnation. You just confess to God, go to him, say, hey, God, I missed it. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Jeremiah 1:17 says that I am actively watching over my word to fulfill it. And 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. King James, it says that if we believe not yet, he abides faithful. So, just wanted to throw those out to you before we go any further, that we serve a faithful God. God is faithful. And he's a God that changes not, tells there in Malachi. He was faithful before, he's still faithful, and he always will be faithful. But that's not what I'm preaching on tonight, actually. God is faithful. But what about man? What about you? Are you faithful? Proverbs 26 says, many a man proclaims his own loyalty and goodness, but who can find a faithful and trustworthy man? Well, sounds to me like they may be far and few between. Faithful man is special. Faithful man is of great value and is rare. Now, when I say faithful man, ladies, I'm just faithful person. But we see in the Bible, it talks about a faithful man. Mankind, let's say. So it includes you. You're not out of this. Proverbs 28:20, you may have heard this because we all like, you know, the blessings. It says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Well, that's true. A faithful man will abound with blessings. But what is a faithful man? You know, you can be faithful. You don't even have to be a born-again Christian to be a faithful person, trustworthy person, an honest person even. But if you are a Christian, I would hope that you are a faithful, trustworthy, honest person. But you really don't have to be. I mean, look at, for instance, just look at being faithful at the workplace. Anybody, you know, everybody works. Everybody that wants a job works. Well, a lot of people may not work, but are you faithful at the workplace? I mean, it drives me bonkers. They've had me at my workplace. I've been training some new drivers and new people here recently. And what I tell them, I said, there's two things that you need to do. I said, this is a good company to work for, and you're going to do well if you can get these two things down right now. Number one, show up to work. Be reliable. Be at work. It amazes me at the people that just don't show up to work. Calling in for any excuse and every excuse, just not being there. What are you hired for? They expect you to be at work. That's the number one thing. Number two, and boy, these are ABCs, guys. When you're at work, do your work. Do what you're asked of. Seems simple, right? But a lot of people, especially nowadays, has a real problem with showing up to work and actually doing the job that they're hired to do. Now, I can expect that from some heathens and some people that don't give a hoot. But us as Christians, it says there in Colossians 3:23, and whatsoever you do, don't say what work you do, do it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. So I guarantee you, if you're going to work and you punch in and Jesus is right there, he's your boss, what kind of work are you going to do? Well, probably you're going to show up for one thing. And when you go there at work, you're going to do the job that he's asked you to do, right? And that's the way we ought to look at it. And we should do our job well, with excellence. Maybe go far and above what they ask you to do. And as I said, Proverbs 20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Well, guess what? If you're a reliable person, you show up to work, you do good and well at work, guess what happens? Well, one thing, you're probably going to get some favor with your bosses. Next thing, you're going to notice that your paycheck is a little bit better because you're going to eventually get some raises because you're doing more than what they ask you to do. You're doing excellent. You're doing good at your work. So you're going to be promoted. Maybe next time, you know, maybe they wouldn't promote you to management or something, whatever your field that you're in. But that's all about being a faithful employee. Like I say, you know, anybody can do that. But as a Christian, I would hope that you do everything as unto the Lord. And I know, you know, with my experience, I've had very good favor with my employers, and I've excelled and gotten the raises and was done well. But I don't think that I did anything special. Guess what? I showed up to work. I did what they asked me to do. I did maybe go above and beyond, do some things that, you know, that they don't really expect. But every time I did that, you know, just like a customer or something calls in and says, hey, this guy did this or whatever. Well, guess what? You know, they threw me a little bone, gave me a little gift card or something because someone was so pleased with customer service. So if you're faithful, you can be blessed. Faithful at the workplace. Just a couple of these just simple things here. Also, there is this thing called being faithful at the church. I can talk about this because pastors aren't here. They don't want to make you feel guilty, but hey, you're here. Being, you know, faithful to show up at church. It's a good thing. You know, and also, being able to, and we have plenty of people here, everybody, you know, pitches in, being helpers, being helped out, whether, you know, using your talents at the church. You know, we got people in the worship team, which do an excellent job. They're faithful. They're here doing praise and worship. They get, you know, it takes their time, takes their talents. They're talented at it. That's why we're not singing tonight. I have no talent. I can't play an instrument, and I can't sing worth a darn either. So that's not my, I'm not going to get up here and do any worship, but we have some really good worship team members up here that do it. It takes all of us. We're all part of the church, and we can all use our talents. You know, we have people that are working in the nursery, you know, whether you, anything you do, as simple as taking a vacuum and vacuuming or moving chairs around or helping out, you know, when we have special things. But if you're faithful at church, you know, faithful in the small things, like I started out the first time I was at church, or I really started going to church, and, you know, faithfully. My first job was cleaning the toilets. That's where I started, cleaning the toilets, cleaning the bathroom, and maybe doing some vacuuming at the church. Well, you know, I was happy to just do whatever I could do, you know, for the pastor. And so started out doing that. And before you know it, you know, pastor had me doing some other things, started teaching some kids. Before you know it, he's gone. I'm ministering. I'm preaching. And this is before I went to Bible college, and this is before I do nothing, too. Matter of fact, after we went to Bible college, came back, I had to listen, because they used to tape their messages and that. I just had to look at that one tape that I had me preaching the first time. It's like, is any of it biblical? Is it all right? It was okay, but... But I want to talk about a faithful man in the Bible and faith, that was faithful at church. His name was Stephen. And it's amazing, like I say, you get hooked up in the church and do some things. Man, you can be promoted and do some amazing things. Stephen's a very good example of it. There in Acts, and this is in the early church, there in Acts chapter 6. Verse 1 says, in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there rose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye among the 7 men of the honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. So, you know, here are these guys, they need somebody, they're taking care of widows, setting tables up and doing all that, but they need some time to just concentrate on the Word and ministering the Word. We will give ourselves continually prayer into the ministry of the Word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. And whom they sent before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And verse 8 says, and Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Here's a guy, he just started out just setting up tables, serving tables and that. But here it's talking about him doing some mighty works and miracles. And he went on out to parts of Asia. And all these religious people started disputing with Stephen. But there in verse 10 said they're not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spoke. And it goes on, you know, they set up false witnesses against Stephen there. And talking about he's speaking blasphemous and so forth, and talking about, there in verse 14 said, we heard him say that this Jesus Nazareth is going to destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, looking at Stephen, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Well, then they get these witnesses, and... Stephen, you know, goes on. He's trying to answer his accusation of his blasphemous, and goes through the whole thing for Moses and so forth. But I want to go on and get over to verse 54. It says, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Man, what? Here's a man, Stephen. He started out with just serving tables. He said he's a man full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost. And he just was bold out there preaching Jesus to all these people, naysayers and so forth. And at the very end, he was so faithful to the very end, faithful to death. And I think, what kind of love did this guy have? I mean, when you're looking at him, they say he looked at him, his face was like an angel. I mean, he had to be oozing probably the love of God out of him. And then at the very last, here he's being stoned. And he says, Lord, don't lay this to their account. A faithful man has the love of God deep inside of him. Faithful man's a lover. Just as Jesus said, I tell you, love your enemies, love those who despitefully hate you. That's a hard thing to do. But I tell you what, if you got the love of God sown into you, if you have, it says he's a full man of faith and the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Spirit, when you're touched by the Holy Spirit, it can change you. And I wasn't going to say this, but that just reminded me, I'm sure he doesn't care because he's not here anyway, and he wouldn't care if I share this anyway. Most of you don't know him anyway either, too. But my grandson was over here the other weekend at my home, and he shared something with me. He was at a youth camp or something of the sort there, and he had this man come up to him and said, this man told him, said, well, God told me to come up to you and ask if I could pray for you. Is there anything that I could pray for you about? And my grandson, of course, he's just kind of shy enough, like, no, anything. Well, he didn't know what to say. But anyway, the guy went ahead and prayed for him, and my grandson told him, said, man, as he prayed, says, I just, says, I was just crying, says, I wasn't sad, says, I had tears rolling down my face, but says, it wasn't sad tears, it was just, I felt something, it was joy, and he said, you know, after this happened, this guy prayed for him, you know, he just said, just something happened in me. I don't know what it was. I said, well, you got touched by the Holy Spirit. That's what happened. And he was telling me, he goes, yeah, and says, and ever since, says, I used to listen to some music that, you know, it was probably not good music, some bad music, and he said, all this worship music, said, I'd go and said, I really wasn't too much into worship. Listen, but I really wasn't into it. He goes, but man, I said, I can't listen to none of that music anymore. So it makes me feel sick. He says, the only thing I want to listen to is worship music. He says, I'm really, I love worship. That's all I want to listen to now. So I can't listen to that other stuff. And he's gotten really on fire for God. And that's all he wants to do now. But he was touched by the love of God, by the Holy Spirit, I think, and it can change you. I wanted to share that. I thought it was pretty awesome. But last week, or not last week, just 2 weeks ago, talked about Mark 11:22. Everybody know that by now if you've been around here too long. Have faith in coffee. Oh, no, that's not what it says, is it? Have faith in God. I say that, have faith in... How many coffee drinkers do we have in here? By a show of hands. Yeah. How many have coffee daily? How many think you can't get through your day without coffee? Come on. Am I the only one? Really, though. Maybe it's not coffee. Maybe you're a Mountain Dew drinker in the morning. I had a brother. He'd always pop open a Mountain Dew in the morning. He had to have his Mountain Dew. Now he's a coffee drinker, but he used to be a Mountain Dew drinker. Or, you know, maybe you got to have an energy drink or something to make it through your day. But how? What? There's something maybe you do daily on a daily basis that you think you really need. That you just got to have. I don't know what it is. You know what it is. I'm sure you got something. To me, it's my coffee. I got to have coffee in the morning. If I don't have coffee, then the only... I always have coffee. But I may not have much coffee if I'm sick. Because I can't drink coffee when I'm sick for some reason. But otherwise, I have coffee. Now, what if I... Just like my coffee that I think I got to have. Or something else that you think you just got to have daily. You got to have it every day. What if we change that and over to, I can't get through my day without spending some time with the Lord. There's something there that you probably got that, boy, if I just sought the Lord or just spent a little more, if I think that I got to spend that time with Him to make it through my day. What a difference it can make. I mean, we're all busy, of course. I'm busy. I'm sure all of us here are busy. I mean, I work 53 hours every week at least. Pretty soon it's going to be more like 63 to 68 hours when spring gets here. I'm busy. But still got to find time. I should be looking to my Bible, reading something while I'm drinking my coffee, right, in the morning. Are we faithful? Are you faithful of spending that time with Him, with that faithful God? Now, I wrote down a whole page here, just some thoughts on what I think is a faithful man. I just want to read that to you. A faithful man spends time with God each day. He looks to Him for the answers and is led by His Spirit. A faithful man loves God and puts Him first in all his ways. A faithful man is stable in all his ways. He's not moved by feelings or circumstances, but only by the Word of God. A faithful man listens and hears with his spirit and is quick to obey what the Holy Spirit has to say. His confidence is in Him and is not afraid to step out in faith and do what he's told. A faithful man is one who gives and gets and then gives again. A faithful man knows the love that God has for him and loves others as he is loved. He doesn't question God's direction or override His commands, but completes what He has said. His Spirit is His witness. His Word He obeys. God's anointing He honors, and His love He portrays. That's what I see a faithful man is. And just like all them old patriarchs I talked about, you know, that they looked and saw the faithfulness of God. The one thing all them, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, we can name David, Samuel, the list goes on and on through the Bible. You know, the one thing they all had in common, they simply obeyed God and His Word. and did what he said. That's being faithful to him. And they spent time with him, obviously. 1 Samuel 26:23 says, "The Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness." I'm sure at the end of all of our journeys, and all said and done, we'd like to hear these words from the Lord as it's recorded there in Matthew 25, 21, and 22. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." So, my question to you tonight is, are you faithful? We serve a faithful God. He's faithful. Are you faithful back to him? And, you know, my challenge to you is, like I said, find that time. If you're not where you think you ought to be, pursue God like you pursue that coffee. You can't do without him. You got to have it. Get you through your day. And I'll tell you what, that's short and sweet and all I have tonight. It wasn't going to be a lot. I just wanted to share that with you. And we had an hour of power tonight. That's what we call it. So, Father God, I just thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful God. And, Lord, we're going to strive, and as your word says, to draw near to you, and you'll draw close to us, Lord. We'll put you first place in all that we do and all that we say. We just love you, and we're just going to proclaim that we're just going to do better. Amen. So, thank you. Praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good week, guys.